So really, in a sense, problems began to develop. But under Labour, Labour offered in 1974 to the unions, in return for control about wages and other conditions, they offered the chance, social policies, social provision, in return for what was called the social contract. And the social contract had arisen partly because there had been so many industry disputes under the previous Tory governments. Most obviously, 1972, the miners' strike, with the flying pickets and Arthur Scargill, etc. And in 1973/4, with another miners' strike, when we, you know, effective that period, we ended up on 3-day week. You know, the factories were closed and only open 3 days because of space out there. We had all those. So the there was a climate of trying to get some sort of reconciliation. Labour came in with a social contract. You know, we'll make sure the poor get more benefits if you control your wage demands and striking activity. And to be fair, the trade unions kept to that. What didn't keep to it was the government, because they had to go to the IMF. The IMF imposed billions of pounds cuts for the money they got. It's a bit like Greece now, or Portugal, but certainly Greece, an island. And the result was that people were suffering. You didn't quite have the protest that you have had in Greece and Ireland, but you had it, that's the reaction. And the trade unions quite legitimately said, look, we've kept our part of the bargain, you haven't. And so that really began to break down in the 70s and by 79.